This is MGIF, a travelling podcast featuring cosy, funny and interesting game-leaning chats with a variety of folk from all across the country, but mostly London, because that's where I live. Come with me on a journey peppered with the sounds of travel, the outdoors and the hubbub of various middle-class outlets as we chat games, culture and anything else we want to talk about, because it's my podcast and I can do what I want, okay? That podcast once again, it's MGIF. Hello, hello. We're here already. It's the final episode of season 5. And it's with my lovely, lovely mate, Mike Anderson. Mike is a producer at Us Two Games and a lovely fella and a madman who can talk forever. So I'm treating you or punishing you, I don't know, with this last episode of me and Mike just going off on one. I met up with him in Liverpool Street. We had a really, really, really fun, silly chat about just everything. We went on about what he's playing. We talked about Us Two for a while. We reminisced about how long it's been since I started my photographic series, where I documented them for about 3 years. Us Two Games, that is. And gosh, we just go around the houses. It's really fun, really silly. The most off-topic one we've had so far. It's mad. You'll get us walking down to Liverpool Street. We go down to Box Park and have some sort of semi-trendy food, which was quite nice. It was fine. And that's where Us Two Games used to be, outside the T building in Shoreditch before they moved a long time ago now, but to Oval, their main office in Oval. So we talk a little bit about that, but God, do you know what? The stuff we talk about. We talk about what he's playing. There's a bit of Tears of the Kingdom. There's a bit of Street Fighter 6, but only a little bit because I know everyone hates Street Fighter and it's just me that loves it, so I cut a lot of that out. There's talk about Splatoon, and we get into a really, really important discussion about who would win between 50 painters and decorators and one sniper. So if you want to hear about that and form your own opinions, get ready. It's the most nonsensical shit chat so far of the season. Let's close with this beauty. Season 5 finale. Mike Anderson.
Sorry, mate.
That's all right.
You're right, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you got shorts there? I'm just checking. Imagine you gave me that and you weren't wearing shorts. I'd be like, mate.
Get your shorts on, mate.
Jettis. Classic games which are telling people what to do, mate. Drank my t-shirt. My friend made it.
Thank you for inviting me.
That's nice. It's all right, isn't it?
Which friend?
I thought it'd be your sort of thing. Yeah, I've got another one.
You see other people?
I've got one more. He's called Dave.
Oh, I've not seen anyone.
And he makes stuff called Hyperkinetic Clothing.
Is it sponsored?
Sponsored by Hyperkinetic. It is now.
Go to hyperkinetic.co.uk, use code DOOTS.
DOOTS.
Get
25% off, yeah. He does art prints, he met someone, t-shirts, and this one is a skull in a cowboy hat. And
is
it says
on the back?
No, it doesn't. It's not.
Like
it says,
on the back too.
I've had a lovely time, thank you for inviting me. It's very good, it's funny. He thought of it, it made him laugh, he made it, he printed it out. And that was it.
Very
it's good, isn't it? That's just
like
a sort. This allows to reduce wind noise.
Oh, good thinking.
Because I knew we were meeting you, and you know what you're like with your bum. Bone fence.
Yeah. Can I cancel that out?
Yeah, there's just nothing. It's just silence.
It's silence. Yeah.
Sorry.
Like subtitles.
Mike blows brackets. Mike blows raspberry. There's some folk. Yeah. A set of stone steps.
It seems like
bleachers. That's the word. Hey, that good vocab. Good vocab. It is bleachers, isn't it?
It's a really nice sunny day in London.
And we're on Liverpool Street. There's people on bleachers sat opposite looking at a pub and a NatWest. I don't think they're there to look at the NatWest. It's
that's a better pub to look at, surely.
It's true, yeah. I think it's city workers on their lunch break. Doing a little, what time is it now? We're on 12. Yeah, doing their lunch break. We're going to walk.
So all the like production organisational stuff is out the window now.
So is everyone on holiday? Or is it you?
Just me.
Just you?
Got 2 weeks off.
You've got 2 weeks off.
Absolutely nothing. I should
have. Yeah, I was going to say you're going to go abroad.
In a few weeks, because then I could just play Street Fighter 6 all day.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't you do that, man?
Because I'm done.
You are dumb.
Oh,
sorry about that. You play that beta? You play that beta?
I actually didn't touch it.
You didn't touch
it? I downloaded it.
And yet?
League of Legends was there. So
I knew this would happen.
Like, I started downloading it. I was like, well, I can't download that while playing League of Legends.
So another little voiceover said, Michael has a devastating addiction to League of Legends.
If you need help, please contact.
They must stop playing Street Fighter 5. But actually, in hindsight, I respect it. Not playing 5.
Yeah, I didn't want to just mess up my WhatsApp. I wanted to be fresh.
Yeah, fresh.
I want to come in fresh.
Oh, you'll be so fresh,
that,
mate.
But I did play Ultra Street Fighter 4 like 2 weeks ago with my niece.
Yeah, that's alright.
So she just knows it as the fighting game. She's like, can we play
the fighting game. I like it. You trained her, the fighting game. The one true.
But, sadly, I found out my DualShock 4.
Yeah?
D-pad's broken somehow.
Well, that's it. You can't play games anymore now.
Out of play.
It's a float, mate.
It's a good thing that I use, you know, a stick to play, but I let her play with the stick because she likes just smashing the button.
You're a good guy.
I couldn't use the D-pad to do... I couldn't do any moves.
To Duken?
I could just about do the Duken with the analog stick.
Oh, mate.
It's not really weird.
Sad. It's a sad story.
It's newfound respect for pad players.
Some people just love it on the old pad there, mate. What's up with them?
At least get the, like, you know, the five pads with the three buttons.
Just get a face full of cigarette ash when someone's in front of me.
Don't smoke, it's bad for you.
Don't smoke, and for the people directly behind you.
It stinks. There's no benefit to doing that. You don't look cool, you look like an idiot, you're wasting your money, and you're gonna die.
That guy going past thought you were just saying that to me. You don't look cool, you look like an idiot, and you're wasting your money. He was looking at him like, ooh, cold, bro.
Flip your neck, toxic. Or am I just keeping it real?
Yeah. That's got to keep me in line, you know what I mean?
A lot of people want...
Is that what we want?
I think people are afraid of the harsh truth.
That's probably what you want.
They take a dishonest happy lie over the honest truth,
that's
right?
Probably what we want, yeah. To be absolutely slagged
maybe
off.
Maybe that's what we need to know. People need to do that, right? We're... Someone's going to tell you how it is.
Yeah, mate.
You've got to be like, you know what, I respect that. Because you could have lied and spared my feelings, but you actually want me to do the right thing. Whoa, Gary, no!
Well, no!
Gary nearly got run over, but Michael saved his life.
Yeah, very... Oh, it's so close, that.
I don't know why I call myself Michael.
Yeah.
But so I feel like if there was going to be sort of... they would use it off of my name.
You've just Gareth gone in with Michael. Gareth nearly died. By Michael.
I thought
we'd stroll down. I told you this already.
I know, but I don't remember. And also for the listeners.
So we've just left the busy part of Liv Street. The people on the bleachers. Looking at the pub and the NatWest.
And then was another set of bleachers.
Like the tank and paddle.
That was just facing the middle of like a tank.
It was. I must get dusty my eyes again. Good old London. And is it brick dust? Is it sand? Is it ash?
I think you're just crying.
Is it human ash?
You're just in tears.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh no.
Beautiful this city is.
Bloody London.
We've got a new king. We've got the sun out.
It's just all too much for me.
Overwhelmed. It's all right, brother.
Yeah, it, sometimes it takes a few weeks for it to come through.
Little microphone looks like a beef eater. So
Street Fighter 6 out in 2 weeks.
Royal imagery.
You know what I mean? Makes you want to cry. And we're going to walk to where, well, I was thinking Box Park. Because it's got good food, innit?
It does have good food. I hope it does.
I haven't either. Us two games. Who's that?
It's a small team.
You did.
Floor in there.
You did.
Inside the main Us Two design studio.
Yes.
And then
a branching arm.
To the third floor. We shared the third floor with a bunch of cool people. And we were up there for a bit before moving to our new home in Oval. Where we now... Resides.
You've been there for like what, 4 years? 5 years?
In Oval?
Yeah.
Mate, you moved in 2016, bro.
Shut your mate, ears
yeah,
off and mine.
Like October 2016.
So that means I came. That means I came photographing you guys before that.
Yes.
So what are we talking? 8 years ago? Seven or 8 years ago?
That's.
That's weird.
Actually, bonkers.
That's actually weird. I don't like it.
Some of the people who've been
I don't like
the
it.
The longest, like, say, someone like Manish or Pash.
Yes,
or Van,
Manish Mystery.
Who were here from the very beginning.
Peter Pashley.
It's probably starting to hit a point where...
What's Van's last name?
Lee.
Van Lee, that's it.
Van Lee. I think they've worked for the company long enough that they started an overlap where they've been in the Oval studio more than this one.
Wow.
Well, even though they were here for ages before.
Yeah, that's the passage of time, I suppose, for us. It's frightening. I'm very frightened. You can't go back. It's true.
Get less time. So don't. Why would you smoke? Reduce your time even faster.
Exactly.
Idiots.
I watched a bright.
I really hate smoking.
Oh no, me too.
It's taken many family members' life.
40% of our 40% of our listenership are smokers. So that's really fucked us up there.
That's, thanks, Mike.
Say something good.
The next advert.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Marlboro Light. It's always Marlboro Light, isn't it?
Why is it light? Is that sort of like take the edge off a bit?
Yeah, take the edge off like a bit, 30% of the cancer or something. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's not too bad.
Gary, I say this, old friend, you've got a great set of legs on you.
Listen,
you've
I need to
get them out.
Thank you.
They're gonna be looking pretty pale. I'm just gonna assume.
Yeah, I'm just gonna assume this.
Top them up.
I need a couple more leg days. You know what I mean? Get in there.
Speaking of leg day, I've just done Hackney Half on Sunday, mate.
Oh, yeah?
Got a medal and everything, mate.
Sheesh! Have you got it with you?
I did not bring
then
it.
Then I don't believe you.
What if I show you a picture of me with the medal?
I can go with that.
Are you going to believe that that's actually me or that I've borrowed some of the medal?
I can then verbally confirm that that's true or not. Show me. I last came here.
Okay, so as you said,
that's you.
With my little race number
it's
on
a little medal. You not made it yourself?
I've not made that myself. There's
and it's yours.
The same medal. How elaborate do you think?
Did she have two?
Can I borrow him?
Yeah.
Can I borrow him medal? Can you also make it look like you're walking past without realizing that? A lot of effort. I'm impressed that you
hidden in plain sight.
I could go to that level. Sheesh. Naked people?
Yes, and a bit of art.
Not real naked people.
Drawings.
Drawings.
Listen, it looks good. Some good drawings by... Drawings. It's offensive. Good artwork. Drawings. Drawings. It is a reimagining of The Lion King.
By... He's like King Kong.
Yeah, mate. I'd watch it. And so would you. So we're going to find somewhere to eat. And find somewhere to sit. Oh, there's a wrap-based business, right? Is there a falafel vibe anywhere? I'll go there if not. Let's go through.
I wasn't really paying any attention to what we saw.
Let's start from this end.
Yeah, okay. That's what we're doing.
And then we're going to figure it out.
Come back.
Right, let's find something. Let's put this down, find some food, and then set up the big boy mics.
Pokeballs.
Just sat. You're recording
right.
Already?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. We're just sat
it's
looking
perfect
out.
Perfect shorts weather, I'd say.
Perfect what? Short it.
Shorts weather.
Oh,
anyone
shorts
not
weather.
Wearing shorts, probably a bit of an idiot. Probably feeling a bit of an idiot right now. Anyone wearing jeans.
Don't know who you could possibly be talking about, mate.
It's all good,
I've ordered too many chips because...
I can help you eat your chips, mate.
Please
if
do.
If you want to offer me any of your chips. I mean, I've got enough chip grease on my clothes from when you flipping dusted your hands off.
Look.
Like, completely over my body.
Look, I slightly grazed you with a crumb or two.
Mate, it looked like I'd just come off the beach. Show off the t-shirt. What's the website again for the t-shirt?
That is Hyperkinetic.
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 Which my means good what? Friend hey, Dave someone's Woodard. Over there. Who's
Dave
that?
Wellard Woollard.
Wellard. Is he named after the dog? He's from the creator, EastEnders.
The creator of classic video game, Pissman. Which I may or may not have shown you at one point.
You don't show me anything because we're not online. Really friends.
Pissman.co. Oh, he's done me. Absolutely cold. Pissman.co.uk. So, we are.
We
opposite
are.
The tea building, nearly.
We are.
In Box Park. They've made a little balcony effect, haven't they?
Yeah, that's this place we're looking at now. I believe that used to be Dirty Burger. And we used to go in there and get our dirty burgers. But to be honest, the name should have been Messy Burger because it wasn't like that. I mean, it probably was dirty in terms of like fat content and stuff like that.
Waiting.
But it was much more of like a messy affair. It was like you need like 6 tissues to eat it. It was very drippy.
But now there seems to be some sort of hydrotherapy. Smelly thing, but without the shopfront. Like the shopfront's all like eroded.
Yeah.
God, it's like Elden Ring, isn't it?
It's a bit.
This is where you used to work, but now it's all decaying and crumbling. Cause
is that what Elden Ring's about?
Eons.
So they've turned like old buildings into
it's about us
aromatherapy spas.
It's about where us two games have gone now.
That's quite cool, mate.
Yeah, because us two games used to be in the tea building.
Used to
they
be.
Were started as part of us two, as an arm of us two, didn't it, Mike?
Yeah, which yeah. 8 of us.
It's ages ago, wasn't
8
it?
Peeps. We done Monument Valley and that.
Oh, yeah.
That done pretty well.
It's good, that, isn't it?
Won a lot of awards. It was
is that
on
Norm with the music?
Well, all our games have music, to be honest. No, Todd didn't do the first one.
Did he not do the
Stafford
first one?
Stafford Baller.
Oh.
Did Monument Valley 1. And Todd
Baker
brought Todd
is
in
Monument
for
Valley 2.
Land's End and Monument Valley 2.
Because that's around the time I started photographing you a lot when
yeah.
you were making the sequel.
So that
when I first came in,
true.
Max, who worked there, Max van der Merwe?
Van der Merwe, yeah.
Merwe.
Good lad. He's going to be a monster on Street Fighter 6, by the way.
He is going to be a monster.
He's been on holiday. He's been off work for like a couple of weeks, and I think he's just been caning in the demo.
Caning, has he?
So I think he's got
that's
tech.
That's good to hear, because I want them back. I want everyone back.
You want to... Someone's going to give you a bit of competition.
We
sharpen, I'm going to get it. You're going to be like,
each other.
You're
Samurai.
A child. I'm
Samurai
like,
sharpen each other.
Like, yeah, I guess so. Right now, I'm going to be playing at like CPU level 1.
Yes.
I want to be at that CPU level 8, you know what I mean?
Then one day you'll be CPU level 2, 3, 4. But yeah, it all used to start in there.
What's popping
but that's
off,
a long
man.
Time ago, man. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, man. I think it was what? October 2016 when we moved. And you documented that whole move.
Documented
loads
the
of pictures on our Google Drive of us with big red boxes that
yeah.
have like loads of stuff in it
and empty new building
empty stuff a lot of pictures of me I think in the tea building just looking a bit distressed being like
yeah
I hope the movers arrive in time I hope I've ordered enough boxes like you just it's really hard to know how much stuff you need.
Yeah, man.
I just eyeballed it. I was like, I mean, how many? Everyone's got a computer and yep. everyone's got a screen.
Everyone's got a computer.
These boxes apparently can hold one computer and one screen. So I'll do that. But let me also add a few more just in case.
Because they got other shit on that desk, man.
Yeah, and we did it.
You did it.
We did it.
You went there.
We never looked back. I don't believe anything went wrong.
No, it was good. It was smooth.
But we had a party the day after.
What?
That was the worst thing. We had like a completely like naked studio that had nothing really in there. And then it was like, we did that on like a Thursday. And then the Friday was like Halloween.
In Oval. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we had a Halloween. You came as that guy from, yeah, I was going to say Joseph.
Joseph.
From the Last of Us.
The final few remaining.
The final couple.
Joseph from the final couple.
That'd be a good game.
And I did. Yeah, it was easy. I got that little torch that he has. Got it off, you know, Amazon or summer. Then I got me. I put like.
What did you
put something in my hair and beard to
make it
all
whiter?
White. I don't need
grayer.
To do that now.
Well, you're baby powder. I was gonna say you're wearing the costume today, mate.
I think I just put loads of soap in it. So what did I do?
Soap.
I can't remember.
Baby
I don't
powder.
Know. I asked someone and they
you probably
were like,
just ate some chips and just dusted the chips into your face instead of on me this time.
I just had a bit of tzatziki in there or something. But
Yeah, yeah, that was good. That was so long ago, man.
Really long ago. That was funny. We had a, I can't remember the name of our DJ. I hired a DJ.
Yeah.
His name was like, I want to say like, his name was like DJ Terry Jones or something. It was just his regular name with DJ at the front. It's and he like, was just playing way too loud music. And like all our guests are just shy, introverted game developer people, basically. Yeah. And everyone just wanted to talk to each other.
No one took the mantle.
Everyone hid in like the room, which we've got soundproofs. Like we called it the quiet room. So everyone was just in there. And maybe like three of the extroverts were actually dancing on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you turn the music down a bit? He's like, nah. It's going to ruin the vibe. I was like, can't you see that no one is moving? It's too loud. I think we got in trouble, actually, because it's a bit residential.
Yeah, and everyone's like, come on, mate.
And we're just like banging out tunes till like...
I think it picked up later on. I remember previous guest on the show, Lana Zagombich, turning up.
Yeah, she was killing it. She was dancing on the... She came dressed as an Ewok. They were on the dance floor going ham.
She came dressed as an Ewok, I think. Just heard the photos and I remember it's just her dressed as an Ewok or like summit, like, yeah, it was an Ewok,
some sort of,
or what's the other suit? One I don't know shit about
Chewbacca, a Jabba, what are they called, Chewbacca, what's he,
is he an
Ewok
as well? Wookiee, I think she's dressed as
a Wookiee. I was gonna say a Jabberwocky, but isn't Jabba that like Wookie. A dance group, or is that somehow racist? I don't know. Jabberwocky sounds a bit racist.
It does, doesn't it?
I don't want to say it anymore.
We'll not say it anymore. I have to cut that shit out and bleep it out. Which make it sound way worse if it just bleep.
I'm saying Jabba Wookie with an A. Jabba Wookie. If you say Jabba or E-A-E-R, that's that one's offensive.
Yeah, it was not a Wookie. Yes, a Wookie.
A Wookie?
I think they were dressed as Wookiees.
I don't know. All I know is they were dancing it up and they were bringing some well-needed love and energy to that dance floor.
Everyone was like, oh, not doing it.
So it was too intense.
Mate, it was mad.
That was mad. We had the red cups.
We had the red cups.
The American style red cups.
Remember the red cups? Oh, yeah. Turning point in the red cups, mate.
That was a nightmare. I never want to organise any sort of party ever again in life. I wasn't sure how many drinks to get.
You're a producer.
Mate, all right. You can hear organise me out, a party. Hear me out here. At the
go
time.
On. Yeah, go on.
Wasn't really doing production. Yeah?
Yes.
I was just doing little bits and bobs.
You were watching
Adrian
Salty
Law,
Bet.
My good friend Adrian Law was.
You were watching
was
Salty Bet on you.
I was watching a lot of Salty Bet. You know, I got up to 1 million Salty Bucks and I went, Max dared me to go all in. And I went all in.
Yeah.
And I just picked the wrong thing. Oh. And everyone in the chat was like, RIP. RIP. Well, I don't remember what my name was on there, but I'll just say, Mike. RIP, Mike. Thanks for the free Salty Bucks. I completely messed up.
Yeah.
And these people put in like a penny and got like a 10 grand back.
That's amazing.
I was a bit upset. And
that
then I just amazing. Sort of stopped and I was like, this is a good point to stop looking at Salty Bet. It was consuming my life a little bit.
It's quite beautiful, really. Just putting a million Salty Bucks
in. Yeah, just ruin the whole economy. Now nothing's, just ruin the whole value of Salty Bucks. Like, this guy, weird inflation
fucked.
Now. Like, one Salty Buck is meaningless now because this guy's given out a million.
So, yeah, Salty Bet, in case you don't know, is a random... So you take two random characters from fighting games, and you can create custom ones. This massive thing that's been around for years called Mugen.
Open source fighting game engine.
Yeah, open
basically.
Source. Yeah, where you can make your own character and add it to the source or add it to the code. I don't know, add it to the coding and all that.
Yeah.
And then this pits random characters against each other, and then people can bet with fake money.
Fake money called Salty Bucks.
Who wins? But yeah, there was one in Loading Bar, and it was so good. It was a Friday night, right?
That's a perfect night for it.
And we were drinking a lot. And the way they did it was, so that it was legal.
Yeah.
Was you have little tickets, little fake tickets or whatever, fake money. And if you want to, if you think this side, go on red team, go on this side. If you think this character's going to win, go on this side of the bar if you think this character's going to win, right?
Yeah.
And that created like a little red and blue tribal, like absolute people going off. Shouting, popping off, and like we're watching it and watching this match between, I can't remember, two characters, I can't remember they are, and all of a sudden this like helicopter comes out and fucking Shredder gets out and then walks past in the background. And this
everyone
must have
gone mad.
What the fuck is Shredder doing? What the fuck Shredder's turning
wait, was one of the characters like from Turtles?
No, it was from Turtles.
It
was Shredder turned up and
was
walked.
It the level where they
I think
were playing?
It was the level, yeah.
Okay.
But it was really funny to see Shredder like hop out of a helicopter.
I would have lost my mind.
And everyone were going mental. And I saw two Shredder. People looking at us who clearly went there for Salty Bet.
Yeah.
And they were frowning their ass off like, these people are being very loud. We were being insanely loud. And I thought, For a second, I thought, oh, we are being loud. But then I looked at them, these two. They were sat playing Connect 4 on a Friday night
Connect
in a bar.
In a game
and being like,
bar.
Do you mind? We're trying to play Connect 4
here?
At 10 p.m.
Wow.
In a pub. I was like, okay. Well, you're going to get some noise
in it. Mate, come on.
Take it home, baby. It really made me laugh because for a second I was like, oh, we're being loud. And then I looked, I was like, wait a minute, they're playing Connect 4.
Yeah, we're trying to play a bit of Boggle over here, if you don't mind keeping it down. Trying to play Ludo.
I can't hear. Sorry, did you say Music Note or Sunshine? And I can't hear.
We're trying to play Pictionary over here. Come on, we're trying to play Articulate. Can't hear what he's saying. Shush. What's the? I'm trying to play. If they're playing Kaplunk or Jenga. Let them off. Those are some top tier games, mate. Top tier.
Jenga's the classic Pokemon.
Oh man, Salty Bet. Yeah,
well, Salty Bet's a classic Pokemon.
I'd be happy to go.
We're going to
go
another
to a Salty Bet night.
Keep talking about it.
Is it really illegal to
sort
of kind of bet on things
not
like that?
No, you can't.
Can you do it as like a, you know, there's a lot of sort of online votey things these days. So there's like tools like Slido. Have you heard of Slido?
What's Slido?
So like say you were doing a presentation and you wanted a bit of like audience interaction.
Yeah.
You can set up a poll and then everyone like connects on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
A bit like a really basic version of like what Jackbox games.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like.
Okay.
But like you just go on your phone, you type in the code to Slido, and you can like whoever's the host can put up a poll and be like, you know, vote A or B.
Yeah.
So maybe you could have done something like that.
Yeah.
In the future,
mate.
Just have everyone get their phone out, and then you can have a little, a separate screen that shows what people are voting for or something. And
you need to bring your knowledge.
I don't know. Yeah, I could
to this
apply
event,
a bit of
your
production
producer,
know-how. Get us all set up in Jira.
Going back to talking about earlier about my 40th, you. Like, you and Lana, as producers, were, like, proper sorted it out because we couldn't go to the original venue loading because the building opposite fucking started crumbling and they had to close it all off. And you were like, here you go. And then Lana was like, here's a list of, like, nearby bars we can do. She whacked into, like, the Google Maps thing. I was like, oh, shit.
That was really good. I was like,
I need this level of organisation in my life.
I was the MVP. I don't have that outside of work, though, really. I had a little bit of that just then. But in general,
it goes
I'm
to
so
shit.
Terrible, man. Like, I was
shit.
Like 10 minutes late today.
Is it like busman's holiday? You don't want to do it outside of
yeah,
work?
Yeah, it's like, oh, don't make me do that. But there are definitely times in life where I'm like, you know what? If that was just in a spreadsheet, yeah.
How long now have you been a producer now?
I think I moved over 2018 from my
Michael
regular QA lead stuff.
As a QA at Sega many years ago.
Yeah, 2009?
Yeah.
Or something a long time ago, mate, out in Chiswick,
what is
West
that?
London.
Maths. 14 years ago.
14 years. Long, long time.
In Chiswick. It's always been London.
Yeah,
You've
man.
Always been London, my friend.
That was,
but now,
it was fun. It was different. But yeah, I think it's been about, 2018 when I've officially changed my job title. Despite having done like a little producey bits, but it was like, okay, this is like, you're graded as a producer now.
Nice.
Like, as opposed to like,
yes.
Stuff.
Rather than like, could you please just do this bit?
It was just sort of like, okay, cool. Now you have like a different set of responsibilities.
Yes,
so yeah, what did we do? 2018, I did, you know that game we did, Land's End, the VR game?
Land's End, yes.
We did that. I did a port of that to a newer, at the time, Oculus headset. I guess it's all called Meta now. But they had something called the Oculus Go. I don't
Meta
know if it's called the Meta Go now.
Meta-go.
Or it's discontinued anyway. But it was like optimizing and improving the game to run on that. Went down well. It's still a very well-loved VR game, I got to say.
That's one of the first, because I hadn't done much VR at that point when I tried it in the studio.
Yeah.
And what was cool was like everything was doing at that time. Because what I love is like, it's like, what's the meta?
Hey, nice one.
At the time, right? And at the time it was like, oh, I'm going to make you feel like you're a real bird and you're flying.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you feel like you're really high up. Oh, you're on a tightrope.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in the sky, and there's
gonna
a,
make you
and there's
feel
a
sick.
Goblin
oh, you're
on
gonna
the
puke.
Wing, and it's weeing on the window, and you have to get it, or whatever. It's all like being high up and being like, whoa. And then in Land's End, there's that bit where you went into a cave, you had to go down, descend, and I was like, oh, this feels really cool and weird, and like, nothing had done
Not
that.
Scary? You weren't scared?
I was,
come on, be
like
honest.
Trepidation and excitement.
Yeah.
As if I were exploring for real.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I was
you
just
weren't.
In the tea building.
I weren't.
And you were probably like throwing a wanker sign at me or something while I was trying it out. I don't know.
I would
that's
not
what
do
you're
such
like.
Thing.
But
we did
well
take
funny.
A lot of pictures of people playing.
Yeah. Doing mad shit.
Maybe that's not allowed, but they had the thing blocking most of their face anyway.
Yeah, it's like...
it's already censored. It's fine. No
mosaic
one knows
out,
yeah.
Isn't it?
But yeah, like...
Yeah.
That... It's funny looking at like how much better like all this VR technology is now.
Yeah.
With super high frame rates, and you can like... You got the 6 degrees of freedom.
Mm. What's
so, like,
that?
So you like Lantern has 3, so you can look, it's like up, down, left, right.
That's 4.
And something else.
It's 5.
I'm trying to remember now, I've forgotten my terms. But one basically like lets you move within the space, like on the Z axis, I guess, like in and out, like a bit of depth.
Right.
But this one would track your head up and down and like side to side only, and you couldn't really. Is that called 3DOF?
Oh yeah, now you can like
3 degrees of freedom, is that right? Someone check that. I guess so. I guess you can rotate freely on these 3 axes, but you didn't
have...
Of
your head.
But you couldn't move into them.
So when you moved, it's your old body... No, what? I know what you mean. I'm trying to describe it, though.
Is that not what 3DOF is? Someone look that up. Check
it
out. Is it
like you're looking at a big screen that's around your head? Is the 3 degrees one?
I guess so, because you can look...
But
you
now,
look
you, you tilt, it tilts with you.
You can rotate... Maybe it's more about the way you can rotate your head.
Yeah.
And then I think the 6th one was like you could get your head in and out. But basically...
get your head in and out.
We were working with less technology, you know?
Yes.
Like, when we made Land's End, that was for flipping the Gear VR by Samsung.
Yes.
And so it was like you had to have your Samsung phone and you'd connect that to this headset.
Which is on fire,
and
I imagine.
Would, like, it, your phone battery died very quickly doing this. And, like, we were like, all right, we can't be too crazy with, like, what we're trying to do visually with this because...
It's got to be like a 40-second experience.
You feel sick.
As, well.
As soon as the frame rate drops, you would feel sick. And yeah. We're like, all right, we want this to be comfortable. So
yeah.
I had to make a lot of like important decisions.
Yes.
On like the speed of the game, the visuals of the game, optimizing
right.
stuff. But the end result was that it was like they have on the store, they would give you like a comfortability rating. I think that's voted on by the people who actually play it.
Right.
And so Land's End was always like at the top, like
most comfortable,
it's a very
game.
Very comfortable game to play. Like if this is going to be your first VR experience, try this one, which is really cool.
I'm quite
proud of that, to be honest.
That is good.
It's like,
good.
Yeah, some new technology, trying out for the first time, trying to make something that's not going to instantly make people sick. Because a lot of the stuff coming out then, as you say, was like,
you
paired an Xbox controller to like your PC or to your phone. And then you could just rotate at whatever speed you wanted, but then like you're physically not spinning
like,
around and create some mad inner ear imbalances and stuff. And
I played
like,
on PSVR 1 and that happened to me. There was a what are the little robots called again on that? Astrobot.
They are Astrobot.
And like
they
you
called Astrobots.
Walk. Yeah, I think
it
was
the main one Astrobot, and these are just like
Astrobot
and the lads or something.
And the Botteers or
something. Botteers. And the Botterinos.
And the Planetoids.
And Astrobot and the Planetoids.
And you had to move forward, and you're like, it's like platforms that you move forwards. So the whole map would move as you did it, really jerk forwards.
Oh,
and I felt so fucking ill immediately. Smart. And then I did a bit of Gran Turismo, or I think it's Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
And then you're looking around, and that was a bit better because you sat down and you're not moving.
That makes sense.
It's like, oh, it makes sense. I'm in a car.
Yeah.
Brain doesn't want to be sick. But like, yeah. And then I didn't. But I was like, meh. And then I didn't play it for ages, and I played on the VR2 like 3 or 4 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, so Andy Hamilton, friend of the show.
Shout out, Andy.
I went and Andy Hero. And he got this one, which is a virtual arcade, right? And the vibe is it's when they had the tech where you map, well, still got it. When they first got the tech where you map out this real space in your room.
Yep.
So you don't walk into shit.
Was it like the Vive or something?
Yes.
Or like I guess a Quest does it too. Well, Vive
is it a Quest?
Vive
yeah.
used to be like you put these sensors up, like in the corners of your room, and then it would just.
No, this was it was Quest. Sorry, not VR2.
You could like use the controllers and be like, wall here, and they were okay. Cool.
And then like a mesh would appear. You got nerves, so you like, smash your head in the stuff.
Don't worry, here you go.
And then you could like move the center spot where you are, and re-center yourself in the. In the virtual zone.
In the virtual
zone.
Then
you could walk around in that, and that would felt really good.
Yeah.
Right?
But that's yeah,
and,
be,
and he set all this stuff up where all the games that he legally owns physically as well, you could put into this retro arcade and walk up to the machine, and like you could play like point blank with the virtual guns firing
at
the screen and stuff. But like.
I like that.
Yeah, stuff
like that.
Really good. And it was all in world, so you didn't have to like. It didn't like load up the screen and then you were playing point blank. It was just like bump there on the thing.
And you just turn around and walk away.
Like you can turn back
and it's actually on the screen.
But he got one which was like this thing. It's like, it's a kid's bedroom. And
okay.
Yeah, I know it sounds bad.
Where are you going with this, mate?
As in your own childhood bedroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's like an 80s, 90s one. And there's a VCR player, and you can put in like fucking Terminator 2 and like watch it on a CRT.
That's pretty
sick.
And
he had a PlayStation, a PS1 on the floor, and you get the disc and you have to open the thing and put it in and pop it down, and it comes up. And you can play it. So it's me and him. Because you know like Parsec?
Yes.
Well, Parsec is, for people who don't know, take over a second controller at someone else's, like a virtual controller on someone's PC, so you can play games across the internet. Don't know the legalities of it, but that's the thing. But yeah, you set things up where, so virtually someone came to his room and they walked around his room and sat down and played Crusader Blade together on the fucking. But he set it up so that his sofa was where the bed was in the thing. He said he just set it up and he just lay down there and just thought, wow, this is probably where I die. This is probably. VR though. VR is what we were talking about.
Yeah, VR. It's cool. I mean, I think.
That was your first producing gig.
Yep. And then it was right on to a project. There's only a few of us on it. We started doing it around May 2018.
Mm-hmm.
The codename was Nakera.
Nakera, yes.
Went on to come out in 2020 as a game called Alba. A wildlife adventure that everyone seems to like.
Really loved that game, everyone, man.
It's very sweet. It's a very cute game. I always cry at the end because I find it just too cute and overwhelmingly sweet.
Yeah, it's and a like, sweet, like, exploration game about bird watching and photography.
And
I really enjoyed it.
And just.
And you take photos.
Conservatism, is that the word?
Conservatism is like
being a Tory, yeah. Conservation, I believe, is the word I wanted there. Sorry, everyone.
It's a game that always makes me cry.
Let's not get it twisted. Eat the rich. The main story in the game is we're preventing capitalism.
I just love Michael Gove so much. Yeah. He's so beautiful.
He's good. I was named after him.
Were you?
No. Michael
Gove. Take photos of wildlife, and there's that developing central story, and it's really beautiful art style, and it's
really sweet, man.
David. It's about his hometown,
basically. Hometown, or his, where, right. his gra- where he used to spend his holidays visiting his grandparents.
Yeah. It's really cool. I really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed, like, because that's one that I got the privilege of seeing before. You know, prototype stages and all that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Stop telling everyone.
No, I didn't.
I mean, you can say whatever you want now. I think it's out.
And,
I don't know. I'm not a legal man.
Try out the photography stuff you're trying on and stuff. It's well good. That was cool. And then recently, Destar.
Destar. The Memories Between.
Now that is a neat little game, man.
It's pretty cool. It's really cool.
I can't think of another game that blends grid-based, turn-based stuff, like you're into the breach.
Into the breaches.
Your Advanced Wars.
Yeah.
Your chess.
It is. It's basically chess, because it's an 8x8 grid.
Yeah, that's why it's chess.
It literally is chess.
With the physical kind of aiming stuff you get in, like, physics-based bouncing.
I was going to say Angry Birds, but it's not there might be a bit of a dated reference now.
I was going to go for an even more dated one, but I can't actually remember the
name
of it.
Like Paper Toss, where you throw the little...
New Style Soccer.
Oh, man.
If
you're under the age of 35, you may not understand any references we are making on this episode.
Fucking New Style Soccer.
Ask your parents.
But, like, I can't think of anything that's done that before.
Yeah, well, you may say there's a reason for that.
And hey, no, Valkyria Chronicles does that, doesn't it? Or Worms, I suppose.
I mean, I know I worked at Sega, so I should know all about Valkyria Chronicles, right? But I don't.
No. It's anime, and you move in places. Then you have to physically aim stuff, I think. I've got it installed, but I've not played it yet, Michael, because I've got other things on my friggin'
to-do list.
Games I'd learn to do and life list.
I mean, you're going to be doing Street Fighter all the time, so you should probably try and get through that backlog, mate.
Well, there's something else we need to finish, which is Zelda.
You've been playing Zelda?
Have you?
I've not got Zelda.
Have you not? Do you not like
I've not finished Breath of the Wild.
Don't
to
need
be
to.
Honest, I've not really vibed with any 3D Zelda game.
Oh, Michael.
I've always liked the 2D top-down ones.
Even
I've liked Link to the Past, Link's
Ocarina.
Awakening. Ocarina of Time. Going to put it out there. Massively overrated.
Whoosh. He said it.
I say that.
He's bloody said it.
With the full knowledge of, like, most games or modern, like, action games have a lot to... They owe a lot to that game.
Oh.
But I played it... not at the time it was released. So I think I'm a bit like, I've already experienced a lot of the things that were pioneered in that game, refined now.
I
played it on the 3DS. I played the 3D one of it.
Oh.
And I was playing, I was like, this is just a bit of a clunky kind of, bit clunky, innit?
Yeah, Mario 64.
But I guess at the time, I can imagine at the time being like, this is insane.
What do you think of people, right, who are like, Mario 64, right? And they're like, oh, it still definitely holds up, still definitely really good and brilliant. What do you think? Is that true?
Okay, so I just basically just didn't have an N64, right?
Yeah.
So I played Mario 64 on the DS when that came out. I was like, this is pretty good. I can imagine that being good too.
I don't know
that it holds up, but I think there's just... Nintendo has these very diehard ride-or-die fans.
Yeah.
Who just... You kind of can't take what they say.
No.
Seriously, you have to take many pinches of salt because there's
so many.
They're just really, really biased, and they really like have this nostalgia, this like lens of nostalgia over everything. They are good. I'm not saying they're not good. I'm just saying it's not the best thing in the whole world ever. And I'm not gonna just boot up Mario 64 and play it now.
You're old enough to remember the Dave the Games Animal Perry Mario 64 moment, aren't
mm-hmm.
you? Good.
Man,
there's a reference.
Are we really old?
We're really old.
We old,
mate.
Bro.
That's when it was just coming out, and they added the challenge on Games Master, and
he's
been set up pretty badly here today.
Mate, I remember having an Atari 2600.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I remember having a little paddle controller.
Yeah, mate.
There you play for Pong. Pong Breakout.
This guy. How old is this
Defender.
Guy?
Defender.
Defender, mate.
Centipede. Did they ever make the sequel Millipede? Did they ever make that?
They must have done.
There is a Millipede?
You're like, if not, I'm copyrighting.
If not,
this.
Mate, look. Oi, Atari. Find a
niche.
Don't you dare. But Atari make that with like
EA. It's only
EA.
30 years
Who
too
was
late.
Making the games? Was it only Atari making games on Atari? Was EA around making games?
EA? No, surely. Oh, no, yeah, probably.
Who made Centipede?
I'm going to put
is
Atari
Millipede a game,
game
yeah?
Millipede. 2600.
Yeah, there we go.
Millipede, there you go. 1982,
boom.
Mate.
What other sort of beads are there?
Oh, so close.
What sort of other sort of pods are there, mate?
41 years out. What?
What's after Millipede? Gigapede.
Gigapede.
Is that all made Gigapede? I think we've got the technology now to render every one of those legs. You know
and
what I mean?
All the hairs.
Yeah, ray tracing on it. Get a bit of ray tracing on there.
Ray tracing on
there.
A Millipede,
like,
mate.
Gigapede is not...
Sorry, yeah. Ray tracing on a
Terapede.
Gigapede.
I think we should make it.
Terapede.
Would anyone play Terapede?
Everyone. I'll play Terapede.
Yeah, man. It's insane, the technology and everything. Life is just mad. Now we're playing like...
Life is just mad.
Resident Evil 2. It's something that was getting played in the studio before Zelda came out. Now it's Zelda. I'm impressed by Zelda, though. Not going to lie.
Are you not tempted by all the videos like the...
I'm... To be honest,
like the big cardboard men with willies.
I find as I've gotten older, I like to just.
If you haven't seen that, you'll know what the hell I just.
I've seen someone make the like orbital lasers. I've seen people make a dual air and ground like attack drone that was shooting lasers. All that stuff's amazing,
that's
but
so
I don't want to make. I don't want to make that.
No,
I don't want to be pressing like however many billions of buttons and key presses to painstakingly attach each bit.
Yeah.
It feels, maybe as a game dev, it just feels too much like
game
making
dev.
A game.
Yeah,
I think
maybe.
That's why I kind of, I wasn't
something.
Crazy about Little Big Planet. I wasn't crazy about Dreams. I like what everyone's doing with it, but I was like, I think that would feel too much like being at work. I kind of like these super curated experiences. Like, can I just enjoy the story you want to tell? I don't want to necessarily write my own story in the middle.
You don't, so you, do you not like an open world, like do what you want? Creative, like freedom?
No, I don't think I do.
You want to just be sent down
just
this
give
way
me
and
the
take
linear
that way.
Basic.
Oh,
let me
mate.
Just do level 1. Yeah, let me do level 2. That's how I've matured. I've matured into this kind of guy.
Like Level three, please.
I think the last open world game I went ham on was like Assassin's Creed 2. And I collected every feather for my little brother.
It's not even that open world, that either. It's
I know. Maybe that's why I liked it so
just
much.
Just big world.
Yeah.
Just a big place to walk about and do things without much freedom.
Yeah, man. Like, do you remember Scribblenauts on the DS? Like, I think I have this problem where Scribblenauts, it just felt like, even though it was like not giving me as high a score for saying that writing the same thing.
Yeah.
It's very difficult not to solve every puzzle with helicopter and ladder. Like, you could normally solve everything by just, give me a helicopter and ladder.
They need to build something in where you can only use it once or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Big gun.
But it has been cool seeing, like, games where, I don't know, it's not, you're not solving a puzzle, you're solving a problem.
Yes.
Like, the problem is this thing needs to be here. Here are your tools. Solve it however you want. I don't care. I like that idea, but I think
actually... What about
Hitman? I haven't played any Hitman, really, in ages.
Ever?
We were playing a lot of Hitman on PS4.
Hitman? Oh,
Studio, when we were going around, like, the one that had all that escalation missions.
Yes.
And all that good
stuff.
Hitman. Yeah, that's why I was saying it in that way.
Yeah.
And then what? Is there a newer one?
Oh, mate.
On PS5 and that?
Recently released...
all the new things? Is that a fly in your beard?
Is it really?
Nah, it's just a crumb.
Crumb.
There you go, it's gone now.
Let's play or crumb.
I think it was a fly.
Oh, it was a fly in my bit. Oh, it's horrific.
Well, what makes a crumb a crumb? Because if you were eating flies and you had a fly in your beard, maybe you could say is a crumb just a part of what you were eating?
I think that's a segment.
It has to be cooked.
I think when it's a fly, it's a segment, right?
A segment.
You got a segment in your bit.
You got a little segment of fly in your beard. Anyway, sorry. You were saying about Hitman. Hitman.
They did Hitman, and they did Hitman 2, didn't they? More levels from the same engine. Hitman 3, more levels from the same engine.
Yeah.
And then they've just released, not just a few months ago, Freelancer mode.
Freelance?
Not seen this.
You can do like Freelancer, you can go on what? How's that work?
So you go...
You have to, send an invoice and you don't get paid. And then you go and kill the people who hired you, because they haven't paid you in months.
You're like,
what's your day rate?
I have killed the guy. Could you send it over? Yeah, we're just waiting for a PO number. Hitman 4728. Well, I've got 4729 here. That'll be it. It's all right. It'll be another bank run in 2 months. You go. It's basically, it's a map, any of the maps out of three games.
Yeah.
Random target. A random NPC as a target is the target, or more than one.
Yeah.
And then you get a random, like, extra challenges. Do it this way, do it without gun, do it without... alerting anyone, whatever, all these different things you can add for the bonus points, and then you just let loose and you have to figure it out. And because it's such a like robust system, there's always an answer, but you have to like do it, and you obviously not one answer and stuff. It is one of the best things I've ever played ever.
I think
it is great.
You know what might be my problem
for me? What might be your problem, mate?
A bit of like, I feel like I'm sort of like almost like a perfectionist. And so I think I've seen some people solving puzzles. Say, for example, in Tears of the Kingdom.
Yes.
And whenever it doesn't look that elegant, I always feel like, oh, that's not... I know they say, good job, your solution's just as good as the space laser man. I'm like, is it though? Like, I've clearly done it in a cheap way, and I think I would always be like, yeah, but it's not... It's not the elegantest, the most elegant, beautiful solution, is it? Like, it still works. Because I'm probably going to just make a lot of, like, bridges. I'm probably going to find every bit of wood, cobble together some sort of bridge to cross some big path and do that wherever I can. And then, like, I don't know if I've got the patience to, like, let's make a laser. Let's make Siri and ask Siri to solve it. And then Siri will make it. Like, I don't know how they're doing this. But, yeah, maybe that's it. It's like a thing
already.
Of feeling like... Even though they're saying all your solutions are equal, in my eyes, I'm like, they're not all equal.
Yeah,
that is way better. You made a plane and flew over.
And you're like, I can't do that. And now I feel like a bit shit about my raft.
I feel bad at the game now.
My shit raft that isn't like...
Yeah.
Isn't even going across the river. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got lots of things like that. I've got videos of me just like making...
Oh.
But I'm really shit with that. That's like in real life as well.
Yeah. Oh, but are you good at it in the game now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Which shows...
I don't think I want the game to bring me back to reality.
It shows escapism. It shows you how like good that system is, right?
Yeah.
It's just simple things like, There's a temple where you have to make a little raft.
Spoiler alert, everyone.
Spoiler alert. And you have to make paddles for it. It's got wheels.
Oh, what,
spinning
man,
wheels.
Massive spoilers. So apparently you have to make things to solve puzzles in this game. Spoiler alert.
Sorry about that. I'll put a spoiler alert in now. So I put the little paddles on the side on wheels.
Yeah.
Put the wheels on. But I didn't... The paddles are like just long bits of wooden pallet.
Yeah.
I put them on the wrong way.
Oh.
So I put them on so... Because what you want is obviously the flat, so there's enough surface area to like... push like you would if you swim or you're an oar. Put them on sideways so they were just going in like blades.
Oh no.
And then they just didn't go anywhere.
And
I was like, this is shit. And then I went back to it later and I'm like, I'm an idiot. This is not how paddles work, is it, Gary?
Oh, so you had to actually
so basic.
Quickly stop playing the game, study engineering for a short amount of time.
I don't think that requires
study
engineering.
Study a little
does it?
Bit of
if you get a kayak. You don't turn it sideways and like
nothing's happening. I mean, it's a game. It's an escape from reality.
Swimming with my hands like I'm judo chopping through the water. I'm drowning.
Yeah, to be fair, you know, when you put it that way, probably wouldn't work. But you don't know the rules of the game. You're trying stuff out.
I don't know anything, mate. But yeah, there's that.
I have seen some good videos. I've seen people making cars, and I've seen someone make a big pickup truck. It's like a, I guess it's a mission where someone's like, I need to get from here to here, and you can just make like a big truck.
An A-team.
Yeah, and then the people are driving, and then they're playing like this sort of like country music on the videos, and it's amazing. So I think I'm enjoying just like being able to go on Twitter and just look at all these videos. I think that's what's interesting to me. I'm like, I don't know if I'm, all right, I'm going to get the wisdom and the courage and the power, and I'll beat Ganon. But what's more interesting actually is, just... soaking up these vibes from the internet, from strangers doing all this madness, and like someone nuked the best one, the strongest bosses in like 40 seconds by yet again having this surface to air missile weaponry or like laser based weaponry where it just shoots this thing all day.
And that's my favorite thing that happens, because it's like set in this fantasy world with like some light magic, a lot of it's sword and arrow based, you know, and you can't get me in set in this. And then, like, you just rock up to this world and just completely, like, arms race it with a fucking nuclear tank.
Everyone's
and it's
talking
like,
about, what's it?
What is this?
Everyone's saying, like, they're just committing war crimes. Yeah. They're committing so many war crimes. So much of this weaponry would be illegal today. They've just got, I don't know, they've got, like, sarin gas or whatever.
It's that level where it's like, if I'm feeling bad for the enemies, then it's like, it's, you know, that's how you know you've gone too far.
Yeah,
it?
Like, have we, they were innocent. Who's the bad, Link was the bad one.
Oh man, that's
Ganon
really funny.
Ganon was right. I'm not going to lie, what's Ganon's whole thing? He's supposed to take over the world.
I don't have a clue, mate.
Did he kidnap Zelda? Did he want to kill Zelda? Did he want to marry, is he Bowser? Is he his love Zelda? He wants to marry the princess?
I don't know anything about Zelda's story at all, mate.
I don't think I really do either.
Why would you care? Like, even if you enjoy playing it,
no disrespect to anyone at Nintendo who made
it. I like the music. I like the characters. I like the vibe. You know, everyone's like. It's like, oh, yeah, lovely.
I can't do the sound. I can't hit those notes. I just like.
Yeah, oh, that's cracking.
And I'm like.
Do you know, I use the chest music from Ocarina of Time to get my daughter to eat a vegetable the other day.
Really?
Because I said, I only need to sell this cucumber to her. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna, because she needs a veg with her dinner, right? So I just got my phone out. I was like, George, do you know what I've got today to go with your... What was she eating? Pizza. To go with your pizza. And then I put in my phone, I Googled up on YouTube up Zelda chest music. I just bust out. And just whipped the cucumber from behind my back. She was just like... laughing their ass off. Like, here you go. Eat that. Idiots. Children are idiots.
They are bits. I've got a nephew.
That's all you have to do.
And a niece. My nephew is 3.
Oh, mate.
He doesn't really like to eat, but I've got this new reverse psychology thing where I basically threaten to eat his food. I'm like, oh, is that my dinner? He's like, no, it's mine. It's like, I'm going to eat it. He's like, no, I'm going to eat it. And I'll just like gradually move my fork towards his plate and he'll be like, no, it's mine.
Classic.
And he'll eat it and I'll be like, oh. And I'm like, stop eating my dinner. He's like, it's my dinner. And that's...
Mate.
Whatever you got to do,
the
man.
Classic.
Get them to eat the food.
The classic.
If only they would understand that if they don't eat, they would, like, die and be malnourished.
I don't know how they survive.
Please eat the food. It's delicious. It's way nicer than mine.
I don't know how children survive because they do everything they can to find the sharpest thing in the house.
Yeah. climb up high.
Not eat anything that's good for them. Climb up high.
Not drink any water.
You know, put bleach in their eyes. Just anything.
Yeah. They're malnourished, dehydrated. They're climbing up heights. They're looking for sharp objects. They want to touch anything electric. And it's just like, what are they?
Think about like giraffes or like zebras or horses. And they're born. And like, right, better fucking stand up, actually. Otherwise, you're going to get eaten by something.
If you don't start walking in the next 3 seconds, bye. I'll have another one. It's fine.
Bro, Tant will go to work.
Yeah, it's rough, man.
Do you know what I mean?
Scary, man.
It's not like months away. Half a bit of milk. Don't have too much. You'll be sick.
I mean, I used to work in Woolworths. Rest in peace to Woolworths.
Oh, mate.
And a father came in with his young son. And I heard him saying to his son, come on. Come on, Alfie. Eat your strawberries. And I was like, you have to beg a child to eat of all things.
Yeah.
Strawberries. It wasn't like, eat your kale.
Amazing.
It was like, eat your strawberries.
They're delicious.
Like, didn't want to eat your strawberries. I was like, oh, man.
Mate.
Come on, please, I'm begging of you. Please eat your strawberries. Meanwhile, Animal Kingdom. You see those lions over there? I know you're newborn. I don't care, mate. You need to run. You better keep up. Because I'm not turning back.
I ain't staying there.
All right, we need to be over there. We need to get up that tree ASAP.
So if you're not playing Zelda, what are you playing?
I'm not going to lie, mate.
He's not recently, playing games. He doesn't like games.
Sorry. I've been playing. Myself getting well into Splatoon 3 like a month or so ago.
Splatoon 3 Are people still playing it?
They are playing it. There's one big problem now.
Is everyone really sick?
I think the more casual players have moved on to Zelda.
Yeah.
Leaving only the cream of the crop players right now. I am not one of them.
You couldn't
so
game
I'm
out
struggling
late.
Right now.
Smoked all day.
Yeah, like the only people still playing Splatoon love Splatoon and they're really good. So like, I mean, my main mode is just Turf War. I love Turf War. I find it very enjoyable. Very chill. 3 minute cycles. This is the one where you paint the turf. You ink it up with your team's colours.
Yeah, I'm just thinking
and
like
you can win without
even
hurting.
Turf War.
Turf War. Oh, nice. It's just everyone against J.K. Rowling. just spraying her with ink.
Asynchronous multiplayer, yeah.
That's quite a cool idea. But like, I've been playing that. 3 minutes. It's really nice and easy to get in because it's just like, yeah. A match lasts 3 minutes. It's a timer.
Yeah.
So you can jump in and play a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Real easy. You can just say, I'm going to spend 15 minutes playing Splatoon now, matchmaking permitting, and know that that's only going to be like 15 minutes of your life.
But you don't stop at one, do you?
You do many. I find myself just leveling up all my clothes because you unlock abilities and stuff. So I'm trying to find like ability shards, ability chunks, whatever they're called again in the game. But
is
doing that
in do you find them in multiplayer?
So you level up your clothes. So when you buy an item, it has like a main ability, might be like ink saver, so that you can spray more ink before you have to like ink recharge saver. And swim back in the ink to refill.
Sounds like the most boring ability ever. Ink saver.
I like it because I'm just out there, as I say, I focus on ink in the turf. I don't actually even focus on PvP that much.
Yeah, someone has to get that turf inked.
I'm like, you lot keep them busy. I'll win us the game. Yeah. I'm just winning us the game because I've got the flipping arrow spray. It's really good at spraying stuff. And every game you do, get a bit of XP and then your clothes will unlock new abilities. And depending on the star level, each item can have up to like 4 abilities that you get.
So is it a bit unfair, like COD, if someone's got like all the little bells and whistles on their...
Not really.
Super accurate rifle and they're just like...
But I think that normally comes at a cost.
Oh.
Like you can go for something that's got
like... Human cost.
Human cost. Like the one I use has just got like a good spray. Like,
yeah.
If it was just me and another person, like a sniper, sure, if they want to shoot me, they'll kill me in like one shot.
Yeah.
But when it comes time to like actually just ink in the turf,
yeah.
I'm way
it's
ahead.
Like, well
I'm
done, mate. Like, you shot me, but look at all this turf.
Yeah, it takes me like.
What colour is it?
A few.
My colour.
My colour, mate.
Whereas you're getting the old headshot.
Not very long for me to just. I could cover a whole map in like a minute, mate.
If you got 50. Painters and decorators to do your house.
Yep.
And one sniper across the roof who has to try and kill them all before they finish your house. My money's on the 50 painters and decorators, mate. There might be a few casualties, but they'll get the job done.
How good is the sniper?
That's a TV show.
I think they'd be bumping into where they've got to do the whole house then, basically.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Let's say it's a hypothetical three-bedroom house.
They're
all doing different rooms. They're all doing the same room at once.
Well, what's the strat, right? It's you've got 50 builders, painters, decorators. The opponent's got one sniper across the way. They're not allowed to shoot you.
Okay.
You're
all right.
That's
good.
but you're going to be pumping in the orders, the directions.
Wait,
the,
but
you
as
do what you want. Do you want them all in at once? Do you want one at a time? Do you want?
Part of me is like,
they can build
everyone
stuff
at once. Just go for it. But once someone gets shot and their head explodes, and they now ruin the wall that's just been painted, we need that redone. I think the sniper's going to eventually win.
Just paint. Just go paint the whole house red, though. Start with red.
True. Yeah, start as red. So they, the, when
it's only helping if
the people's heads are exploded. How far away is the sniper?
Oh, you missed a corner. Bang. Oh, thanks.
That's
all
right. I mean, how quickly could they do it?
How far away? I'm going to say, like, opposite roof.
I'm thinking, have they got paint brushes? Are they using rollers, or are they using sort
if
of
they're
like
too close, it's more difficult, right?
The sniper?
No, optimum range.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, it probably is. Yeah, you could be too close, couldn't you?
I haven't thought about the choices. Maybe the sniper gets to choose his weapon and range.
I think sniper's a bit. I can't help but imagine the sniper's going to win out somehow.
You think so? Against 50?
I think because these are going to be like quality tradespeople. They're not going to just be, all right, well, look, Gavin's gone. I think they're going to get upset, to be honest. I'm not sure they could do their best work knowing that someone's trying to kill them. Do they know they're going to get sniped?
Yeah.
Have I just lured these people to their death as part of a sort of sick...
Maybe they're like prisoners.
Sick battle royale kind of thing going on here.
It's like you can either do 15 years or... You know, you used to be a painter and decorator before you started robbing.
This is a really dark episode, man. This is in America then. Whoa.
This is like... what is it? This is a new Squid Game here.
Basically, oh, like something more like a Squid Game.
This would go on Netflix. This would go hard.
Jeez,
on Netflix,
man.
Mate. Right, 15 years in prison or 2 years... But you have to do this game.
2 years of just constantly evade
sentence
snipers.
Reduced.
Okay.
Or maybe you just get out free. You get out free, but you have to play this game.
Sheesh.
50 painters.
I think they'd
sniper.
Be really anxious because of the whole sniper situation. And would, I mean, they might just go really quickly. Like, what's more important to me, that the house is painted or that they've done a good job?
But then, like, you could have them, like, could be part of the it's a good job. Yeah, if it's not good enough, you ask them to come
I
back.
I mean, are my painters all lying on the floor? Yeah. And they've just got like rollers with like really long sticks and just doing their best.
Well, one's got like the pan, it's a sunny day, and one's got the dish that you put the paint in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he's just reflecting like the sun it. In yeah. his eyes, so Jeez. He's like trying to shoot, but like it's glaring
I
against
mean,
his.
It's the sniper just shooting through the wall, just assuming where they are,
yeah,
messing up my house.
Sometimes
now
he's got
I need
one of those
like
sound. There's a very tense scene in episode 7 where he's got one of those directional mics.
Yeah.
And like it's going, so you know you can hear things through walls with that stuff, right?
Oh no!
I'm going off. What was it? Metal Gear Solid 3 that has that in it.
Yeah.
So if that's real,
it must be real, right?
And
it's a pretty accurate game.
So they're all trying to paint really quietly.
Yeah.
That's... And they have to stop, and he's listening for the brush, and then boom, and then it comes to the wall.
So maybe instead of a human sniper, some sort of
but
sound activated drone.
But
I don't know.
He's fooled him because he's got the brush on a really long stick. So he shoots where the brush is going, but he's not there.
He's not there.
And it just blasts the sticking off. Bang! And you can watch it in 3D in the cinema in IMAX and that, all the little splinters come at your face.
But I'm not happy about that because the wall is wet and all these splinters are now stuck on the wall, creating like a...
Yeah.
Weird... Not pebble dash, that's the thingy. What's like the sort of weird textured
yes.
wall that I don't want?
Stucco.
Got some weird stucco in my room now.
Man said staccato. If you had stucco on your MJF podcast, bingo card, you deserve a fucking tenner at least. So you're playing Splatoon?
Splatoon's good, and League of Legends.
Are you still playing that?
I have been. Not ranked games, just sort of just casual,
just
normal
relaxed
games.
Are people nicer in casual? Because I know that in ranked there's a lot of anger.
Yeah,
toxicity.
They are. A lot of times when we're in champ select, chatting with my team, someone will be like, I'm first time in this champ. I've never played them. Normally, a few of us will just be like, no problem. Just a normal. Have fun.
Hey,
just have fun.
Imagine having fun.
Yeah, exactly. That used to be the reason to play games, but apparently some of these people are trying to go pro. So sometimes someone will just say something like, oh my God, you're so bad. I'm like, sorry, Faker. So I'll call him Faker, like, ironically. Anyone who doesn't know Faker's like probably one of the biggest esports stars ever, and also just like known as like the goat of League of Legends.
I see.
The unkillable demon king. So whenever, that's his nickname.
Is it really?
Because he's gotten out of some ridiculous situations where you're like, how has he not died?
That's really good.
In game, not in real life. In game.
That's a really good. That's a
the
hilarious.
The unkillable demon king. It's a really good nickname.
That's a very
man.
Anime
well,
nickname.
Such a sort of small, like sort of the sweet, unassuming little guy.
Yeah, I think he's little, like, probably taller. He's like 2 foot tall with little noodle arms.
Very big. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, those pictures where they make him stand like UFC fighters.
Yeah, they've got to cross
half,
your arms.
Half lighting, and there's no arms to cross.
Yeah. But yeah, he's a good lad. So yeah, I normally just hit him with a little thing like that. Like, sorry, so I wasn't aware we were trying to go pro.
Yeah,
I thought this was a casual game. If I'm bad, but this is skill-based matchmaking, so why are you in the same lobby as me, mate?
It's curious, isn't it?
Interesting. It's almost as if we're exactly equal in skill level.
Put you in the scrub league here. Oh,
but yeah, that's been fun to just. It's a quick time killer. Otherwise, in the studio. When we're at work, so we do a hybrid, so I'm in 2 days a week. Generally, we've been playing Zelda, and after work, some of us were playing Resi 2 Remake on PS5.
Oh.
Which has been really fun, actually, and Resident Evil games scared the hell out of me ever since I saw the first Resident Evil when it came out in the 90s.
Man.
2, for me, felt a little less scary than the first one. 4, I got 4 on PS2.
You get the remake?
I didn't get the remake. I just had the original 4, PS2. Hmm. I thought, look, enough years have passed since the traumatic experience of witnessing some Resident Evil 1.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really scary to me. And I tried playing 4 for a bit, and I got through the beginning easy bits, but then it just felt like I was going to die every encounter, and I just didn't like that feeling. I was just on edge too much.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I liked the over-shoulder. I live for that feeling, Michael.
I
hate that feeling.
Brackets in a computer game, not in real life.
So I really like
as comfortable as humanly possible.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed Dead Space, of all the like survival.
Really? That's more scary than
to me, Dead Space, I felt a confidence in my weaponry at all times that I've never really had in Resident Evil games. I just felt like, look, I just knew that I could survive an encounter without losing health. And I feel like Resident Evil always felt like I was just living like, well, not paycheck to paycheck, but I was living like herb to herb. It's like, I'm going to find another herb. I'm
going to
die. It's like, I think I'm just going to die. I just felt.
That's that the dynamic difficulty system, isn't it? You know that.
So like, if you're doing, you've got a fly on your head. Is that
the flies
on your
flies
forehead?
Flies just love me, man. It's because I've got product.
You're sweet like chocolate,
too
boy.
I've got product in my hair.
Is that it? So when you've got like too much ammo and stuff, they're like, send some more zombies.
Yeah, and until
send stronger zombies.
So you're just short. I can't see no fly in my hair, boy.
Yeah. So
and
I,
then
I find that.
So
mean.
Whatever you're doing, you'll feel like you're just. Get scraping through.
Yeah, don't like that.
I really like
take
that.
Take it out. How do I turn that off? Deactivate that, please.
Ah, but then you get like there's a
I
mercenaries
want surplus
mode,
bullets.
Right? You know the mercenaries mode.
I do not know the mercenaries mode because it's too scary.
When you finish a game, you get mercenaries mode, and it's like a score attack, and you get to pick your character and one of 4 locales from the game. It's 3 in the remake, but I think they're going to add more as DLC. And then you pick a character. And then you go for it, and it's like you can pick like a couple of big bad guys. You can pick Albert Wesker.
Wesker, can you be Wesker?
You can be Wesker, and then you go around as Wesker, doing like super punches through people. And
all right, I like that.
He axe kicks.
That should be
head.
The default mode of the game where I just one shot the zombies.
It's still stressful because you want to keep your combo going.
Yeah, they should pivot the game to be like more about that.
Have like a chill. You know, you have mobile games that have like Zen mode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Zen mode, it's just endless zombie bashing.
Yeah.
That would actually be sick.
Yeah. Not right. Copyright that. If anyone listening, don't make that because we're going to make that.
Zen mode.
We'll sue you if you try and make that.
You can't die, but it's about having the most fun blasting zombies away.
Yeah. What's the one where you're in like the shopping mall?
Is yeah, Dead Rising.
Well, not Capcom. Oh,
developed
man.
By
I
Capcom.
Feel like I know nothing
you are
about
right,
games.
It is Capcom. There is no
Sega. I feel
Sega
like I know nothing
here.
About games anymore.
I'm a silly boy.
It's a bit sad. I just know the 3 games I play. Splatoon. Well. LOL. But a Wordle.
I think when you play it, when you make them, you spend so much time making them, you don't actually have time to play them.
Yeah, it's true.
You can hear about them.
It used to be way worse when I was like fully in QA. When I was proper QA. Like I couldn't enjoy a game.
Yeah.
For like years. I was just like, oh, that's wrong. Why have they not fixed that? That's a bug.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh God, I just want to enjoy the game.
And also, you just come off a shift just doing that for like, what, how long?
Yeah.
Fucking hours and hours, right?
They need some. Yeah.
You don't want to then go and do it again, even if you don't have to. Like, you just
And now making them, like much more on the making side. Maybe that's why I can't vibe with like Tears of the Kingdom. But it feels like I'm making stuff.
That's what you're making stuff.
I'm making prefabs. I'm just like, combining game objects here.
And I think that's why they go. That's why they work so well with games fans, because
they're
I'm
a game developer.
I'm a game developer. I'm making something. I'm making my own thing in the world. It's like, here you go, try this.
Yeah.
I've already been over it in the previous episode, but like Dreams, I had a go at it. Fucking hell. Even with the babyest tools, I'm like, this is really hard. I tried to make like a little limbo.
Limbo-like.
And I got a little light to come on as I walked through an area, and like nice. I made his little hands Spooky. Rise up to complete the little custom animation.
Yeah.
But it didn't work at first, and they sort of rotated through his head and shit.
No, that's okay.
I did that, and I was like, yeah, and it took me like 3 weeks. Oh, and then I was like, right, now what? And I was like, I don't know what to actually make with the game now. It's just got this little bloke and nothing to do with it.
Oh, man. I mean, it looked like some of the stuff I saw in Dreams is mad, and I guess.
Yeah, people are like making
is Dreams
first person like warehouse shooters did and they, stuff.
Did it go down?
They stopped updating the live service, so you can still use it and stuff.
Okay, so you can still, like, it'll be cool to have, like, I don't know. How do you, like, get that off? If you made, like, a bunch of cool stuff, that could be, like, a cool portfolio for, like, a
I presume game developer or some sort
of game designer. So how do I get my Dreams stuff off of Dreams?
Oh, I don't know.
Into, like, a format. Maybe just video it. Maybe make loads of videos.
Yeah.
And explain what you did.
This is what I did.
Yeah.
Honest, it was me. Look.
Maybe that's the scariest thing, right? Because I remember hearing a story of someone who had made a bunch of levels in Little Big Planet.
Mm-hmm.
I think Danny was the one who told me this story. Who went Danny Gray, and he wanted a job at like Hello Games or something, and he just basically like, brought his PS3 with his Little Big Planet levels in to like the interview, and was like just showed everyone the levels he had made. I think he didn't have any like he hadn't been to like done like a uni thing.
Right.
It was like just got a really solid portfolio, and like I think that's how it should work.
Yes.
Like if you could, it was like. I can see you can do the job, but I want you to have spent five figures and 3 years of your life doing some random shit.
Yes.
Before I give you the job. Do you know Click and Play? You ever heard of Click and Play?
Yes.
You know Click and Play?
Right,
all
I was
right.
trying to ask
me,
literally the previous episode. I was asking previous guest John Logbite Click and Play, so I didn't know that one.
Like, too
click
young.
And play, mate.
Stop getting these young
too
kids
old.
On.
He's too old.
Well, that was a compliment 50. To you. I was complimenting you on being young. But yeah, Click and Play.
Click
I made a game.
Click and Play, please.
Click and Play. I made a game which I said was like Doom. It wasn't Doom. It was a hand holding a gun that slid along the bottom of the screen, and monsters appeared, and you just shot them.
Like, so those, like, adverts.
It's kind of like Space Invaders, I guess.
I sing out those adverts that are like shoot the alien for a grand.
Basically, yeah, I did that. I was the first to make those fake games that they advertise other games with, and then you download the game and it doesn't play anything like that. That's illegal, by the way, right?
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
It's madness. But yeah, I had Click and Play. I also had RPG Maker. Someone at secondary school told me about RPG Maker, and they gave me an entire copy of RPG Maker on like a CD. It could have been on... Was it small enough to ever fit on floppy disks? I don't know. Maybe it was a CD kind of thing. But we used to have floppies as well. And I was making a really sick RPG called Nemesis Horizon in RPG Maker. And I was really dumb. I basically used the part of the game where you get to like plan out like the last level moves, like what your stats will be when you finish the game and like all that stuff. And I worked all that out and then never built like more than the intro cutscene. And like the first dungeon, like I had you start on a mountain and you jumped off the mountain. I think I was watching a lot of Dragon Ball Z at the time. But I found a way to like make a character like what looked like from a high height, like jump down off a mountain and be like, I guess it's time. And he'd like jump off the mountain and walk
Amazing.
Down.
That would actually be like, sick.
It was kind of sick. But I think that just, it was on some old PC, some sort of old Olivetti PC that we had at home many years ago, and
so
a hard drive failure. And
it's currently in development.
It's still in development. Okay. It's not even early access.
Okay.
It's in pre-alpha.
Is there a Kickstarter we can contribute to?
I don't think I don't really know if I remember anything. I remember making like a full screen splash in Microsoft Paint, and full screen back then was 640 by 480 if I remember correctly. Nice VGA res. But yeah, I dabbled in the old games making. To answer your question, yes, Gary. I also had Game Maker when that came out, and Game Maker is still like loads of some proper bangers being made in Game Maker.
Hotline Miami.
Hotline Miami's the top one, I think, of. You've stood up. Why have you stood up? Your legs
hurt. My legs hurt because I'm old. You
get older. So were we recording when I spoke about doing Manhattan Half?
Yes.
I did. Yeah, I did that. I did all right. Thanks, everyone, for your support. It's good. Legs are feeling good now, actually. But yeah, standing like that would have hurt me yesterday, I think, or the day before.
You're a monster.
I'm not that much of a monster.
I can't do any of that business.
I think you could. I think you'd be surprised at what you can do, Gary.
Thank you.
The only limit is your mind.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, I know. Shoot, how do you sort that? Well, what if, right, if you stop, we sign you up next year.
Yeah.
You start running. Yeah. And the catch is, there's a sniper.
Thank you so much for listening to this latest season of NGAF Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've had a wonderful time. This new format is great. I love it. Tell me what you think of it. What I'd love you to do is send me some messages on Twitter at Gary Dutton or at MGIF Pod and tell me what your favourite episodes were, what you thought of the new format, anything, any feedback is absolutely smashing and appreciated. Now I will go away, gather some new cool people for you to listen to, and once they're ready, we will get a new season. So stay tuned for more NGIF. Thanks again for listening. Love you, bye.